have claimed it for many, many years, that whether it's going to be R&B or gospel, that something was getting ready to happen. And it was just taking a little bit while, but I said, it's eventually going to get there. And it did.
From a church in Alabama to the clubs of New York City, Naomi Shelton spent most of her 6 decades singing. But it's only now that she's spreading her message to the masses by making a record. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. Naomi Shelton has no problem revealing her age, proudly announcing that at 66, her time has finally come. So when some might be at the twilight of their careers, Naomi is just arriving. Or as she says, still moving and doing, but with an amazing foundation of spirited music to build on. If you weren't in that Alabama church in the 50s, you might have caught Naomi here in New York, a decade later, touring the soul circuit. And now, the Brooklynites joined forces with the Daptone label, her longtime band leader Cliff Driver, and a trio of singers called the Gospel Queens to release the album What Have You Done, My Brother? It's a mix of gospel and soul, sacred and secular. And FUV's Claudia Marshall asked Naomi Shelton about finding a balance in the songs and her place as a veteran newcomer.
So, like every other overnight sensation, you have a long history of making music, Naomi, but never released a full-length record until now. What took so long?
I would say nothing going to happen until this timing. So this year is the time for me to get moving with what is going on now.
That's a good way to look at it.
Yes.
So now is the time.
Now is the time.
Now, what happened 20 years ago when you were making music and that wasn't happening for you? Were you able to be so philosophical about it then?
I have always felt that I kept it going, but that sooner or later change was going to come. Not just for me, but for the benefit of the whole world. And with that thought in mind, it just kept me motivated to this point where I am today.
It's been too hard living. Am I afraid to die? I don't know what's up there beyond the sky.
Beyond the sky.
Oh, it's been a long
Naomi, would you talk a little bit about the difference between singing secular and sacred music? For instance, do you find it at all difficult to sing about Jesus in a club setting, for instance?
No, I don't find it difficult for me at all to do that, because it's all about love. And it's the same heart that, whether I'm in gospel or R&B, it's still about love. So I don't find any different at all. It just makes me reach out a little bit more. To help me further into my heart so I can continue to spread it wherever I go.
You know, it's interesting. I've talked to some gospel singers, and I mean that with a capital G, Clarence Fountain of the Blind Boys particularly, who've really refused offers to perform secular music. But I understand that you've done both over the years.
Yes, I have. Yes, I have.
Yeah.
Yes.
Do you feel equally comfortable singing the blues as singing about...
I felt just as comfortable now as I did when I was singing the R&B world.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Do you have a preference at all?
No, just... Going out and
you
touch.
Just want to sing, don't you?
I just love singing. I just love peoples, and wherever we can have a good time, that's just all about singing.
Say you twisted all your way, thought you were so clever. Say I stop by and tell you no, we can talk, can't twist well, no. So listen, y'all. You die. You better ask yourself, what?
What have you done?
What have you done?
Live at FUV, that's Naomi Shelton and the Gospel Queens with What Have You Done? Hear the complete conversation and more exclusive studio sessions online at WFUV.org. Take 5 is produced by Sarah Wardrop.